If you got your Bibles, let's go here. I've got a thought, and I'm going to dwell on it. Now, here's what I want you to do. Go to Psalm 112 first and verse 7. And here's what I'm going to do. I've got a thought, a theme. I want you to follow me. And instead of going forwards, I'm going to move backwards in the scripture and mention these three verses and mention this passage that's mentioned four times in these three verses. And then I'm going to deal with that subject in Psalm 57. I'll deal with that whole passage. So we're going backwards, but I want you to see this theme. And by the way, Raina, it's good to see you today. Amen. Psalm 112, verse 7, are you there? Amen. Listen to this thought. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Listen. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I like that. His heart is fixed. Move back to Psalm 108, would you please? Psalm 108 and verse number 1. I like this. The psalmist directed himself to God. He said, God, my heart is fixed. I'll sing and give praise even with my glory. He said, God, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to praise you, and I'm fixed on you, and my heart is fixed, and I want you to know it, and I want you to get all the glory out of my life. Now turn to Psalm 57, because this is where we'll be for the remainder of the hour. And I want to read some verses with you. Just look at verse number 7. Are you with me? Say amen. Amen. Then we'll deal with this whole passage. My heart is fixed. Y'all starting to get the theme? Oh God, my heart is fixed. I'll sing and give praise. Praise the Lord. Let me say it again. I'll sing and give praise. Folks, we need to start learning how to worship. And the offspring of worship, when you get to a place of worship, then you'll enter into praise. You'll never be able to praise until you get to a place of worship. And you'll never praise and worship God the way He deserves until you get your heart fixed. And you say, what do you mean heart fixed? I'm not talking about this organ I got pumping right now about half. I'm not talking about a fleshly heart. This particular, they're working on that right now. Amen. That's not what I'm talking about. The Bible said in Romans 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy what?
Heart.
The Bible said where your treasure is, there your what?
Heart
is also. Solomon says, give me your heart. Now, what is the heart? The heart is the seed of emotion. The heart, by the way, the heart is the real you. Amen. By the way, the Bible says a lot about the heart. It talks about evil hearts, talks about stony hearts, talks about hard hearts, talks about soft hearts. Amen. Thank God. I want my heart fixed. Now, what do you mean? I'm talking about more than a repair. Amen. I'm talking about more than a repair. Now, what do you mean? It means to be firm. Yes. By the way, you know what? We got a generation of Christians today are just wishy-washy as they can be. Come on. Up one day and down the next. In one day and out the next. You ever get your heart fixed, you're going to be firm. You're going to be settled. You're going to be right. Boy, I think I feel some preach come on. Means to be stable. Why do we have so much instability in people that says they're saved? Man, I've had a lot of stuff happen in the last 16 months. And it's beat on me. But I want you to know, I'm firmly rested in God. I'm stable. My wife wouldn't agree with that, but I am. It means to be established. It means, listen to this. I'll show you this in a moment. It means to be fastened in one place. It means really not to move. What do we have, folks? We got folks, hey, I'll probably get on some of these websites after this statement. We've got a whole bunch of people that's moved away from the real deal to something that's emotional, something that's contemporary, the Calvinistic. Somebody help me preach. I ain't reformed from nothing. I am what I've been for the last 45 years, being your pastor. I'm still fixed. Hey, I'm still an independent, fundamental, single rattling, hellfire, and brimstone Baptist preacher. I'm still fixed. You said, don't you think you'll ever change? No. Oh, but I've been praying for years that you change. No. Aren't you glad, young people, you got an old man preaching, your pastor, he ain't changing. He's staying by the stuff. He's poured it in you, want you to get your heart fixed just like my heart's fixed. Well, glory. See, folks are unstable. Sinners are unstable. If you're here lost, I'll explain to you what you need to do in a moment about your heart. But you're unstable. You don't know if you're going to heaven or hell. And I'll get you to give you the answer. If you're not sure you're going to heaven, you're going to hell. We have saints that's up that one day and down the next day. I'm talking about we need to be fixed Sunday to Sunday. Why is there some people that are fixed on Sunday and they come out in their real nice clothes and they act like a devil on Monday through Saturday? Am I preaching? I think somewhere along the line we need to get our heart fixed. You preach them, Reverend. Yeah. See, I'm going to serve the Lord today and I'm going to serve him tomorrow and I'm going to serve him the next day and I'm going to serve him the rest of my life. You say, why? Because my heart's fixed. Come on now. Am I preaching? But there's some people, they serve God today and then the devil tomorrow. You can tell them how they talk, their language, their gossip, their criticism, their backbiting. Somebody help me. Christians don't do that. Hey, people that's really close to God don't do that. That's not a part of us. We ought to be different. I'm going somewhere. Now, this is going to be the simplest thing I'll say all day. You hear me? Your heart will never get fixed until you get it fixed. How simplistic am I preaching? See, it's more than a prayer, but your heart will never be repaired until it gets rooted. Somebody help me preach. Just can't be rooted on Sunday. Can't just be rooted one day a week. I'm talking about rooted and grounded in the truth. That you're not getting knocked over every time there's a trial. Let me give you three or four things in this passage. I want you to follow me. That he was fixed even though he was going through it. Then I'm going to give you three applications and we'll go home in just a moment. Number one, his heart was fixed even in calamities. Look at verse number one. If you're there, say amen. He said, be merciful unto me, O God. I'll tell you what, we all need mercy. Be merciful unto me, for my soul, what? Trusteth in thee. In the shadow of thy wing. I like that song. Y'all come in the right time for that song. Will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed? Now, I don't know what kind of calamities you're going through. You might be going through a health calamity. You might a fatigue family. You may be going through somebody giving you a dickens. Some people just mistreating you and acting foolish to you. You may be going through a financial calamity. But you know what David said? No matter what your calamity is, no matter what your trouble is, can I tell you something? Somebody help me preach right here. Can I tell you something? That my heart is fixed. I tell you, you'll never get your heart fixed until you trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all his ways. And he said, somebody help me. Is that all right? Look what he says. I like this. You say, preacher, why is there everything seem like it's exploding around me right now? Everything, I feel like my life, everything's a mess. Can I tell you what he said? He said, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. See, God's shadow indicates affection and closeness. See, a shadow's not far from the object that's casting the shadow. Aren't you glad that we got a God? Just his shadow. Just his shadow provides a refuge. What you need to do today, you don't need to run to a friend that's negative and acts like an idiot. You need to run to God and get stability and get help in your calamity. Somebody help me preach. Am I preaching? I feel some preach coming on this old man. By the way, God's shadow also speaks of protection. You know what he did in the Old Testament? He had a cloud for him during the day to guide him. And he had a fire to guide him at night. Aren't you glad we got a God that protects us? That said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That we're under his wings. Boy, when y'all say that, I thought I was going to do a backflip, and I couldn't do that. Y'all never get me up. But I want you to know something. I was so excited because I'm under his wings. I'm under his care. If I go down, he has to go down, and he ain't never went down. See, God's shadow also speaks of direction. I remember when James was just, I'm talking about little. We had a big snow down here, and he went up to over his cowboy boots, and he lost his cowboy boot. He started screaming, "Where's my cowboy boots?" And I put my hand out. It was sunny. You know how it is on the snow. And I put my hand out, and my shadow, my finger, went right there where that boot. I said, "See where that shit is?" He said, and he went and dug it out. I want you, aren't you glad that God, with his shadow, he directs us? And I'm trusting him. You said, "Preacher, but Smith, I'm in a lot of trouble. I'm in a lot of calamity." You can trust him. Fix your heart on him. Praise God. Am I doing all right? I feel like I am. Let me look at verse number 3. Look at verse number 3. Now, even in conflicts, he said, my heart's fixed. He said also even in calamities, but even in the middle of conflicts, look at verse 3. He shall send from heaven and save me from reproach of him that would swallow me up. Yeah. I want y'all to know something. Look at me. If you're a Christian and really living right, they some people don't like you. It's all. I thought everybody loved me. No. You're going to have conflict. Amen. And I want y'all to know something. I don't have much conflict with sinners. Honestly, don't. My biggest conflict is shallow, in and out, up and down Christians who wouldn't say boo to the devil, and they're not rooted in, and they're not fixed, And they're this way one day and this way another day. Somebody help me preach. Most of the conflict I ever had in my life is from saved folk. And people at the bar, in the bar ain't bothering me. Hello. They actually like me. But I said the other day, he said, I know you. I said, you do? I had track on me. I gave him track. You saved? He said, no, I'm not saved. I'm not ready to be saved. Don't start preaching to me, but I do know you. And my wife listens to you on TV. I said, do you? He said, I pass by once in a while just to see if you what you're doing. But I witnessed to him. He said, there's one thing about you. He said, you're straightforward all the time, aren't you? I said, I'm straightforward right now. If you don't get right with God, you're going to die and go to hell. We're going to have conflict. Amen. You remember Saul's buddy, the Edomite, who hated David and wanted to kill David. It starts with a D. My brain went dead for a moment. But I want you to know something. There's going to be somebody after you sometime, and you're going to have conflict, and you're not going to get out of this life without having conflict. Hey, teenager, you try to live for God in school, you're going to have conflict. Mom, you and dad, you live right at work, you're going to have conflict. But greater is he that's in you than in the world. And I'll say, fix your heart. Get fixed. Am I doing all right this morning? My doctor's back there. He's probably going to lecture me at preaching so hard today. I feel like preaching. Number three, I got a couple of these, then I'm going to give you some application. It'll help you. In the midst of the crowd, we need our heart fixed. Look at verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues a sharp sword. I want you to know something. You're going to have conflict in your home. Hey, I'm going to tell you that your spouse might not turn on you. It's going to happen sometimes. But I want you to know something. Here's what you need to do. In the midst of your conflict in your marriage, you need to keep your heart fixed. Ain't nothing throw you like family problems. Ain't nothing throw you like a kid, one of your children rebelling against you. But I say to you, the only hope for you is to have your heart fixed. They don't need to see somebody waffling around and compromising with them. They need to see somebody strong. Am I preaching? Whew. Hey, there's some people that call themselves church members every once in a while. Somebody help me preach. That don't have your best interests. There's some people in ministry don't have. Hey, kids, yeah, I know you're facing a lot. Hey, I know the gender lines are so blurred, and we got a bunch of people running this country ain't got enough sense coming out of the rain promoting gender and wanting to do with bathrooms for men and bathrooms for women. What a bunch of stupid people running this country. If you want me to show you what a woman is, just let me. I can. But it's going to be thrown at you. There are going to be people in your school, people at work that has altered their lifestyles that don't live right. You say, how can I handle that kind of stuff? I'll tell you how you handle it. You get your heart fixed. Amen. Let me go. Let me give you one more because I really want to spend my time, last 10 minutes or so, with my application. We need to be fixed in consecration. Look at verse number 8. Awake, my glory, awake, psaltery, and harp, and myself will awake. I what? Praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I'll sing unto thee among the nations. I'll tell you what, we need to get concentrated. What does that mean? How many believe we still need to be strong in prayer? How many of y'all believe God still answers prayer? Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. seeking you shall find, knocking shall be opened. Hey, listen to me. God's a God of that answers prayer. God's on the throne right now. You need your heart fixed. You need consecrated and sold out to God. Y'all with me? You ought to praise him. You say, what praise do anyway? I'm glad you asked. It reverences the sovereign God. He's worthy to be praised. He brought your soul out of hell. You're on your way to heaven. You got God in your heart just because he went your way and saved you by his grace. You ought to praise him. It reverences the sovereign. And by the way, it refreshes saints. Don't it? Just get some of these folks to start praising. Teenagers, y'all start praising. You'll see your friends praise. You'll see others praise. Because it's contagious. I had somebody come from Massachusetts one time. And she's it with the Lord. She was a great lady. And she come up to me one time. She said, she just started visiting. She said, you're kind of loud. And you get real happy. You know what I told her? I said, it's like measles. You get a little of it to break out all over you. Somebody say amen. We need to praise him. You know what else praise does? It rebukes the devil. Amen. Remember over old Jehoshaphat, when Jehoshaphat was going out to battle? You know, he didn't send the warriors out to battle. You know who he sent out first? It's a crazy story I ever read in 2 Chronicles 20. He sent the singers out. And the command was, y'all go out there and sing and shout and praise, and the whole place will go crazy. I want you to know something. The devil can't get near you as long as you're praising God and your heart's fixed. You just praise him. You'll praise that thing away from you.
Amen.
By the way, it also reaches sinners. You know why a lot of people don't want to get saved? I'll tell you why y'all want to look at it. We look like that. Lord, you're saved.
Amen.
You're sealed. You're on your way to heaven. You're right with God. Heaven's your home. The Lord's coming.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now I'm done. With that, I'm going to give you three things. I preach a little bit in your heart fix. Now, how do we do that? How do we do it? Well, I got three things, and I'll give it to you, and we're going home. First of all, you got to be all in. How many people you know says they're saved that's not in, all in? Now, let me see. Oh, Lord. I don't have a weapon. Well, it is really. Thought I'd bring an illustration to you. Remember what I said? I think I said at the beginning, to be fixed is to be fastened, to be driven, to be established. I got two nails here that I already practiced on this, okay? Come here, Tyler. I want to illustrate what all in's about. See them two nails? How many see the two nails? Now watch. Tyler, see if that one's going to stand the trouble. Oop! Look at me. It's in, but it wasn't all in.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, it kids. It was in. And you think that's what God wants from you? That little shallow in? Some of you need to hear me. Here's what you are. It don't take nothing to shake you loose. Somebody help me now. Are you in? Just say not all in. And you say, you wonder why when trials come, you're ready to jump ship. You wonder when things happen, you're ready to say, God doesn't love me. It's all God's fault. God's never at fault. Every good gift comes from God.
Amen.
Hold on. All right, big boy. I want you to get that now. Huh?
I'm not going to be able to.
You can't get it out, can you? You know why? It's all the way in.
Right. Yes,
You want something y'all need to do? You need to get all the way in. This halfway in ain't going to work. This halfway dedicated ain't going to work. This halfway committed ain't going to work. You want you to, y'all ain't leaving you back. Hey, listen, you need to get all the way. Get all the way driven in. And you want to get in a hammer. You want a hammer is the word of God.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Y'all all right? Number two, I'm almost done. Y'all got your Bibles? Look at something kind of ironic. Not only does your heart must be all in. I mean, you've got to be in. But you also must sometimes be all alone. Look at the, not the scripture, but look at the top heading. Y'all's got your Bibles. See if y'all's headings like mine. To the chief musician, you know all them big names, Mitchum of David, when he fled from Saul, in what? You know where David was when he wrote this? He was hid out all by himself in a cave. I want you to know something, listen to me. When you feel alone, sometimes that's the best place to be. And where you can just say, God, hook, line, and sinker, I'm committing myself to you.
Amen.
And by the way, sometimes you're going to have to go it alone. Your friends are not going to understand what you're going through. Your family's not going to understand what you're going through. But my God knows.
Amen.
And he's right there in the cave with you. Am I doing all right, Chad? Ooh, I'm about to work up a sweat. Now look at verse 6 and 7. We're almost done. It must all be about him. You know when we all get in trouble. Look what he said. They have prepared a net for my steps, and my soul has bowed down. They have digged a pit for me. And verse 6, and the midst of thee, but my heart is fixed, oh God. I want you to know something. Your kids need to know that everything in life is about him.
Amen.
Somebody help me preach. It ain't about me, it's about him. If I'm going through a trial, it's about him. If I'm going through a burden, it's about him. He's got a purpose for me. And he's hey, by the way, I'm going to get through it, and he's going to take me through it because my heart is fixed.
Amen.
Woo! All right, Ray? Now, hold a minute, I'm done. I've showed you what you do if you're a Christian. Are you all in? Are you running alone? It's got to be about him. But there's people in this room lost. You say, what in the world am I going to do? Listen to me, your religion's not going to get you to heaven. There's sometime in your heart you're going to have to get rest your whole life in Christ. You're a sinner. You're there. Hey, you're a sinner because you sin. You're a sinner because you was born in sin. You're a sinner and on your way to hell. You said, how in the world do I get my heart fixed? No, that's bigger than that. Yeah, you don't get your heart fixed. Chad, you got to get a new one. Let me read a scripture. Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away that old stony heart, and I will give you a heart. Somebody say amen. I want you to know something. When God saved me, he gave me a new mind to know him, a new will to obey him, and a new heart to love him. I tell you what you need. You need that old stony hard heart that's got you about halfway into hell right now. You've went years away from God. You need to get rid of that stony heart, and God put a new heart in you by the Holy Spirit of God. Bow your head with me. I want to ask a question. How many Christians in this room say, preacher, I'm saved? How many Christians, just raise your hand and say, I'm saved? Now, how many Christians be honest enough to say, hey, I'm saved, but I'm not all the way in, and I'm not deep as I need to be. And preacher, that's why I've been blowed around. How many Christians raise your hand and say, pray for me? I need to be deeper into God. Raise them up all the house. And what would you do? Why don't you today just come up around this altar and pray? Would you do that? Now I'm going to ask you. Oh, you're here. How many's here? And you say, preacher, sometimes I think I'm saved. Sometimes I don't. Religion's not going to get you saved. A relationship is what saves you. How many people in this room say, I know that I'm not sure if I die today I'd go to heaven. Would you just slip your hand up and just say, pray for me. I know I'm not sure. I'm not. Raise it up. Say, I'm not sure I'd go to heaven. Raise it up. God bless that hand. Somebody else. Come on now. If you know you're not going to heaven if you die today, hey, raise your hand. Let me pray for you. You got a hard heart, an evil heart. You need God to save you. Let's stand. Every Christian that God spoke to, you got problems and calamities and all kinds of junk. Why don't you come around the altar and say, I'm going to fix my heart. You that's without Christ, you need a new heart. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the liberty I had today. Now bless this altar call in Jesus' name.